Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding news dropping every single day. I'm Skylar, and today's episode is absolutely stacked. Huge thank you to our sponsors keeping this show running. Ada, the platform helping startups integrate AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting, from AI all the way to SoC. And Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a portfolio of silicon industry companies, plus Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business. They're backing a whole family of chip startups, including their NVIDIA challenger, Zenvidia. So definitely check them out. All right, here's what we're getting into today. A $400 million healthcare VC fund just closed. Whoop, just tripled its valuation to $10 billion with some very famous investors along for the ride. AI is coming to 911 dispatch. Vibe Coding is getting its own tooling stack, and July just broke every venture record in the books. Let's get into it. First up, Catalio Capital Management just closed Fund IV at over $400 million. And if you're in the healthcare or biotech space, you're going to want to pay attention to this one. Catalio has carved out a really specific and compelling lane. They focus exclusively on healthcare and biotechnology, and this latest fund continues that same thesis that's clearly been working for them. $400 million is no small commitment, especially in a funding environment where a lot of managers have been struggling to hit their targets. So the fact that Catalio closed at this size says a lot about LP confidence in the healthcare and biotech sector right now. And look, this makes a ton of sense when you step back and think about it. We are living through a moment where AI and biotech are converging in ways that were almost unimaginable 5 years ago, and having dedicated capital focused on that space is incredibly valuable. Drug discovery, diagnostics, longevity, precision medicine, all of these subsectors are seeing serious deal flow, and a fund like this gives Catalio the firepower to really double down on the best opportunities as they surface. What I find interesting here is the timing. This isn't a firm pivoting into healthcare because it's trendy. This is a firm that has been building conviction in this space for multiple fund cycles, and now they've got their biggest pool of capital yet to deploy. For founders in the biotech and healthcare world, this is a signal that dedicated sector-specific capital is alive and well. Catalio isn't just a generalist VC firm dipping its toes in. These are people who speak your language. Fund IV also tells us something about Catalio's own trajectory as a firm. You don't raise successive funds at this scale without a track record, without exits, without portfolio companies that are performing. So this is a firm that has clearly been doing something right. And for the broader VC ecosystem, this is a reminder that specialized funds continue to attract serious institutional money. The thesis of going deep rather than wide is resonating with LPs who want domain expertise, not just a spray and pray approach. Keep an eye on what comes out of this fund over the next 12 to 18 months. A $400 million war chest in healthcare and biotech is going to generate some really interesting deals, and I'll be covering them right here when they drop. All right, story two, and this one has some serious star power attached to it. Whoop! Just closed a $575 million Series G, and the company's valuation has tripled to $10 billion. Yes, $10 billion for a fitness tracking wearable company, and before you raise an eyebrow, let me tell you who's in this round, because that is going to tell you a lot about how the market is reading this company. Cristiano Ronaldo and LeBron James are among the investors, two of the most recognizable athletes on the planet, both of whom are famously obsessed with performance optimization and recovery, and both of whom have massive global audiences that trust their judgment on fitness. That is not a coincidence. Having Ronaldo and LeBron on your cap table isn't just a marketing play, although let's be honest, it absolutely is a marketing play too, but it's also a genuine signal that the people who push their bodies hardest on earth believe in what Whoop is building. Now let's talk about that valuation for a second. Going from roughly $3.3 billion to $10 billion in this round is an extraordinary jump, and it raises some really important questions about where this company is headed. The obvious one, and TechCrunch raised this directly, is whether an IPO is coming. A $575 million Series G at a $10 billion valuation looks a lot like a company getting its balance sheet ready for the public markets. Whoop has been a fascinating company to watch because they've taken a very different approach to the wearable market than, say, Apple or Fitbit, no screen, subscription-based model, laser-focused on recovery and strain metrics for serious athletes and fitness enthusiasts. That subscription model is actually really important here. It means Whoop has recurring revenue, which is exactly the kind of financial profile that public market investors love, and it differentiates them from hardware companies that live and die by unit sales cycles. The wearable health tech space is enormous and still relatively early in terms of mainstream penetration. We're talking about devices that can track sleep, heart rate variability, blood oxygen, and increasingly more sophisticated biometrics, and the data play here is incredibly powerful. At $10 billion, Whoop is making a pretty bold statement about where they see the total addressable market going. And with the right IPO timing and some continued product innovation, that number could look conservative in a few years. Whether you're a founder building in the health tech space, an investor watching the consumer wearables category, or just someone who geeks out on how fitness data is reshaping how we think about human performance, this round is a major milestone worth watching closely. Story three now, and this one genuinely stopped me in my tracks when I read it. A company called Hyper just raised $6.3 million to use AI voice technology to help automate 911 calls. I know what you're thinking, 911 calls, really? But hear me out, because the problem Hyper is trying to solve is actually really significant and not something most people think about. 911 dispatch centers across the United States are chronically understaffed. Call volumes are incredibly high, and the intake process for emergency calls involves a lot of repetitive, structured information gathering. What's your location? What's the nature of the emergency? How many people are involved? That is actually a really good candidate for AI assistance. Hyper isn't trying to replace human dispatchers. To be clear, the framing here is automation and assistance, helping triage and intake calls more efficiently so that human dispatchers can focus on the most complex and high-stakes decisions. With the $6.3 million, Hyper is planning to scale across the country, deepen integrations with existing 911 systems, which, by the way, is its own technical challenge because those legacy systems are notoriously fragmented, hire a head of engineering, and build out their next product. The go-to-market here is genuinely interesting because the customer is government, municipal, and county emergency management agencies, which means longer sales cycles and a very different procurement process than selling to, say, a startup or an enterprise software buyer. But the flip side of selling to government is that once you're really in, switching costs are high, contracts tend to renew, and the mission-critical nature of 911 means that if Hyper's product works, nobody is ripping it out. The AI voice technology space has been absolutely exploding, and most of the applications we talk about on this show are in sales, customer service, or productivity, so seeing a company apply this technology to public safety infrastructure is both exciting and important. $6.3 million is a relatively modest seed stage raise, but for a company at this stage going into a market this specific, it's exactly the right amount to prove out the model and get a handful of deployments that can serve as reference customers for the next raise. I'll be watching Hyper closely if they can crack the code on scaling AI voice into emergency dispatch. The implications for public safety and emergency response times could be genuinely life-saving, and that's the kind of impact-driven tech story that I think deserves a lot more attention. Story 4, and this one is for all my builders and developers out there. A company called Modelance just raised $3 million to build tooling for what they're calling the vibe coding stack. Now, if you're not deep in developer culture, vibe coding is a term that's been bouncing around the AI and developer community to describe the emerging workflow where you're using AI tools to generate, iterate on, and ship code at a pace and in a way that feels more intuitive and fluid than traditional software development. The idea is that as AI coding assistants get better, your cursors, your GitHub copilots, your various model-powered coding environments, the actual software development workflow is changing fundamentally, and that creates a whole new set of infrastructure and tooling needs. Modelance's bet is that there's a gap in the stack that the AI software development workflow doesn't yet have the same kind of mature, purpose-built tooling that traditional software development has built up over decades, and that is a real opportunity. $3 million is a small raise, but for a developer tooling company that's probably selling to technical founders and engineering teams, this is enough to build something compelling. Get it into the hands of early users and start generating the kind of organic word of mouth that the best dev tools companies grow on. The developer tools space has historically been a fantastic area for venture investment. When you build something that makes developers' lives meaningfully better, they adopt it fast, they talk about it constantly, and they drag it into every company they join. The distribution flywheel in dev tools is really powerful. What I find compelling about the Modelance thesis is that it's not trying to be another AI coding assistant. It's building for the emergent workflow that AI coding assistants are creating, which is a meta-level play that requires a lot of insight into how developers are actually working today. The vibe coding wave is real. I've talked to so many founders who are building entire products with AI-assisted coding workflows that would have required much larger engineering teams just 2 or 3 years ago. And the demand for better tooling in that space is only going to grow. Whether Modelance has the right answer is something we'll find out over the next 12 to 18 months, but I love the intellectual clarity of the bet. The AI software stack is being rebuilt from the ground up, and someone's going to win the tooling layer. Keep an eye on this $3 million, a clear thesis, and a market that is moving incredibly fast. That's an interesting combination. All right, we're closing out today with what I think is the most important macro story we've covered in a long time on this show. Crunchbase just dropped their July venture data, and the numbers are genuinely historic. Global venture funding in July totaled $65 billion, $65 billion, and that is up 100% year over year, meaning the market essentially doubled compared to July of last year. But the headline number isn't even the most remarkable part. July saw a record $14 billion rounds, which is the highest number of billion-dollar venture rounds ever recorded in a single month. Full stop. 14 companies raised $1 billion or more in a single month. That is staggering, and it tells you something profound about where we are in this AI-driven venture cycle. For context, a billion-dollar round used to be a rare, newsworthy event. We'd cover one or two a month, and it would feel significant. And now we're seeing 14 in a single month, which means the scale of capital flowing into the biggest, most ambitious companies is operating at a completely different level. The year-over-year comparison is really important here, too. This isn't a slight uptick. This isn't a modest recovery. This is venture funding doubling in 12 months, which reflects a fundamental shift in LP appetite, in founder ambition, and in the perceived size of the opportunities being created by AI. Now, some people will look at these numbers and immediately reach for the bubble narrative. And look, it's a fair question. Anytime you see this kind of acceleration in capital deployment, you have to ask whether valuations are getting ahead of fundamentals. But I think the counterargument is really compelling here. We are in the middle of a genuine technological platform shift, the kind that comes along every couple of decades, and the companies that win in an AI-first world are going to be worth enormous amounts of money, which means the risk-return math on big bets still pencils out for sophisticated investors. What this data means practically for founders is that the market for the best companies is absolutely on fire right now. If you're building something compelling in AI and infrastructure, in any of the hot sectors attracting this capital, the funding environment has rarely been better. For investors and VCs, the message is clear: the competition for the best deals is intense. Valuations are high, and you need to be moving fast and bringing differentiated value beyond just capital if you want to win allocations in the rounds that matter. And for everyone watching the startup ecosystem, founders, operators, industry watchers, July 2025 is going to be a data point that people reference for a long time, because this is what a historic venture run looks like in real time, and we're living through it. That's a wrap on today's episode of Funded. Massive thank you to our sponsors: Ada, helping startups and enterprises move fast with AI integration; Ago Consulting, your silicon development partners for everything from AI to SO; and Zen Semiconductor, backing the next generation of chip companies, including Zenvidia, and deploying AI at scale through Ada. These are companies doing genuinely important work, and I'm grateful to have them powering this show. If you enjoyed today's episode, go check out Skylar's Money Matters, another show in the Ada Podcast Network, where we go even deeper on the financial side of tech, investing, and building wealth in the startup world. You're going to love it. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss a daily funding update, because in a market moving this fast, you cannot afford to be behind. And as always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today.